Okay, now let's switch back to some outside things again. What if you've got some land that will grow things real good? You would call that real what land?
Good land.
All right, good land. And what's another term that you might use?
Rich land.
All right, and another one that you
might use.
If it's just real good soil, you would say that's
real good soil.
Well, okay. Would you ever call it fertile?
Yes.
All right, would you say that
word? Fertile.
Okay. I'm not very good at asking these questions together.
All right, and near the sea, near the ocean.
If you get tired of sitting, we'll take a break sometime. Okay. All right, now if you've got low-lying land down near a stream, what would you call that?
All right, now if you've got real poor soil, but sand, that's low sand.
It sometimes got flooded in the spring, but you could still grow things.
Bottom.
Okay.
All
right. Now, what would you call the low-lying grassland?
How about,
do you have a word for that?
All right. If you've got a piece of land and you want to get the water off of it, dig something.
A low bottom.
Okay. Would you ever call it a meadow or bayou or something like that?
Yeah, meadow.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay. Lots of people use that term down here. All right. Now, what about land that's that water stands on a lot?
What would you call the thing you
do? Lowland.
Okay. Did you have any other word for that? Did you ever call it a swamp or?
Yeah, swamp.
Okay. Yeah. All right, and near the sea, near the ocean. Have you ever been over to the coast where the ocean is? Okay, well, you're not likely to talk about that too much then. All right, now, if you've got real poor soil that's sandy and it doesn't grow anything well, what would you call that?
Right.
Would you ever use the word loam?
Poor loam.
Okay. How about, if you've got a piece of land and you want to get the water off of it, and you're going to dig something to get the water off of it, you say, I'm going to
build it up.
All right, but what would you do to the water? You would what the water?
Run the water off.
Okay, would you ever call it draining the land?
Yes.
All right.
Draining land.
Draining or draining, okay. And what would you call the thing you dug to let the water run off?
Shovel.
What did he?
Shovel.
Okay. Is that the same thing as a ditch or a canal or
something? Alright,
what is that?
A canal.
Is that?
See, they the wall, did it. Take a shovel and dig in a trench and let the water run off the land.
Okay.
All right. Okay, now let's see. All right, I'm going to ask you about different kinds of water. What would you call a small thing of water that's it's smaller than a river? And
a creek.
All right. Alright, that's what I'm after. Okay. Would you ever call it anything besides a creek? Creek's what you usually use, but had you ever used the word branch or? Okay. Alright, now if you've got out in the field, if it rains too much right after you plowed, before anything started growing, you might. The rain would wash the dirt, and it would make what?
Right now, what is that? It's a whole lot taller than this.
Make a gully.
Uh-huh. Okay.